Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jury selection starts in an antitrust lawsuit against California health system Sutter Health. North Carolina's Medicaid contracting process is being challenged. And for our special weekly Just feature, something on a non-healthcare beat. All that and more coming up on Just Healthcare Daily. It's Monday, September 23rd, and I'm Alex Olgan with Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health, business, and policy news in under 10 minutes. A grocery workers union and the California Attorney General are suing Sutter Health for using its power to drive up prices in Northern California. The lawsuit alleges Sutter is using two types of anti-competitive practices in contracting. First, an all-or-nothing model that requires insurers to take all of its 24 hospitals in a network, even if it didn't make sense for the health plan. And two, preventing insurers from sending patients to lower-cost places for care. This is a complicated case, so we're breaking it down in two parts. Today, we're going to hear from one antitrust expert about the case and how it's not your typical antitrust lawsuit. And tomorrow, we'll hear from another expert about the challenges of cases like these and some possible defenses Sutter may offer. I spoke with antitrust legal expert Tim Graney about this last week. He's now a law professor at University of California Hastings College of Law. Earlier in his career, he worked for the Federal Department of Justice and the Antitrust Division. So, Mr. Graney, you've worked in antitrust law a long time. Is this kind of case being brought against Sutter new territory?
This is relatively new that they're willing to take on dominant hospitals. In some ways, challenging an existing large entity is one of the hardest tasks under antitrust law, because antitrust law really does not sanction monopolies per se. Where the law intervenes is when you take steps with that market power to exclude competition and limit competition through improper means, as these contractual terms arguably are.
Sutter is a big health system spanning multiple cities in California, and I understand generally antitrust law tends to focus on local markets. How unusual is it to accuse a health system of using its power across markets to negotiate higher prices for all of its facilities?
That kind of case has not been brought in the past, and that really is part of this case, which is to say Sutter is exercising that system power to get higher prices in markets where, even apart from its contracting practices, it would not be able to get it if it was competing fairly. There are many states, there are many regions around the country where systems are growing, and they're growing, quite frankly, in order to achieve some greater leverage over payers. When they're able to exercise this power, they're going to extract higher prices. So even though they may be more efficient and less costly, those cost savings are not passed along to the insurance companies and the employers who pay the bill.
Often, antitrust cases are brought by the federal government. This case is being brought by both a grocery workers union and later joined by the California Attorney General. Do you think it's symbolic of who's taking a lead in enforcing antitrust law?
That happens occasionally. And many of the most important cases in antitrust have been brought by private plaintiffs. So it's not that unusual that private plaintiffs who are aggrieved, who've suffered damages, bring important suits, many of which have gotten to the Supreme Court. But in this case, the fact that the state attorney general joined the case adds a little more credibility to the general importance of the case. But they're enforcing the same law, so it's really up to the judge to determine whether the facts constitute a violation.
There is at least one other case where Atrium Health, a hospital in Charlotte, North Carolina, was accused of similar contracting practices. That case was settled out of court. Do you think these practices are getting more scrutiny from antitrust regulators?
These contracts are under review now. The all or nothing contracts, the anti-tiering, anti-steering contracts that are at the heart of the Sutter case are really under review in several important areas. In fact, a bill that's been proposed by Senators Alexander and Murray in the U.S. Senate would prohibit use of these in insurance. I think there is a lot of attention being paid to these kinds of contractual arrangements around the country. Whether they result in prohibitions at the state level or at the federal level remains to be seen. But I think it is reflective of the overarching problem.
That was Tim Graney, a law professor at UC Hastings. Sutter has a statement on its website that says, in part, the litigation is supported by insurance companies who are targeting the system's integrated network and trying to maximize profits. There's robust competition in Northern California, and Sutter Health looks forward to demonstrating in court why its integrated care model promotes competition and, most importantly, benefits patients and communities. Now we're going to take a look back to some Friday news. Last week, Aetna accused the North Carolina Health Department of unfairly awarding Medicaid contracts to Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina. The state is in the process of privatizing its Medicaid program and awarded $6 billion a year in contracts to five companies. Local TV station in Raleigh, WRAL, reported Aetna, which was not one of the five companies chosen, filed a complaint with the state, arguing the process used to select the companies was skewed in favor of Blue Cross. The complaint accuses some employees at the state and Blue Cross of having close ties. CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, Patrick Conway, and the Secretary of Health, Mandy Cohen, also worked together at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It also became public last week that Conway was charged with driving under the influence after a car accident in North Carolina over the summer. No one else was injured. He's also charged with misdemeanor child abuse because his kids were in the car at the same time. Blue Cross's board said it was aware of the incident and is confident in keeping him on as CEO. Aetna is also appealing losing a contract in Louisiana's Medicaid program. Now, I'm going to hand it over to Gist Healthcare co-founder Chaz Rhodes with today's weekly Gist feature.
Every week in our newsletter, in addition to our take on the week in healthcare, we share reviews of new music or TV shows we've been watching or movies we've seen lately. We think it adds a little something extra to the weekly gist, and it lets me live out my secret fantasy of being a music critic for Rolling Stone instead of just a healthcare nerd. This week it's the debut album from Brittany Howard. It's called Jamie. Howard is better known as the frontwoman for the blues rock band Alabama Shakes, but she's put that band on hold to record a solo album, and it is fantastic. Howard brings the full force of her impressive vocal talents to this soulful and very personal collection of 11 tracks. She shares how racism, religion, and poverty have shaped her life, and how she's learned to adapt. Like on this Prince-inspired track, He Loves Me, where she tries to reconcile her belief in a higher power with her comfort in just being who she is. Howard showcases loads of her guitar hero chops on the album, which she was known for with Alabama Shakes, but she also brings in new collaborators on this record, like the great jazz composer and pianist Robert Glasper. But by far the biggest highlight of the album is Howard's voice itself. It's always the strongest element of her work with Alabama Shakes, and that's no different here. On the track Short and Sweet, she pares down all of the production work and guitar work and just lets her vocals take over. It's an acoustic ballad worthy of a Motown superstar. To dream of you, but God, it feels so good to dream at all. Something short and sweet. It's not clear if Howard's going to go back to Alabama Shakes after the critical acclaim her this new solo album is almost certainly going to get. So you should definitely check out Jamie by Brittany Howard. You can find a link to the album and more listening tips in the Weekly Gist. Subscribe on our website, gisthealthcare.com, and let us know if you come across any great new music we ought to be listening to. I just don't wanna be back in this place again. I mean, I don't
This week marks the start of the antitrust lawsuit against Sutter Health, and tomorrow we'll hear from another expert about the challenges of cases like these and some possible defenses Sutter may offer. Thanks for listening to Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olgan. Check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on justhealthcare.com. Just Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Just Healthcare.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.